Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. And in my spiritual hometown, Cape Town, and particularly in Manenberg, peacemakers are needed desperately. It's been a brutal and a bloody week in Manenberg. A week ago today, one of my much-loved spiritual sons asked me to buy him an American Stars and Stripes tracksuit when I touched down in New York City. Just before I boarded the flight on Sunday, my son and brother Leroy, or Lee Dreyer, was cruelly gunned down and killed. He was an American gangster. The parallels between the glitz and glamour and false promises of the Big Apple and the false promises of a life of gangsterism ring louder and truer today to me than perhaps ever before. In the first week that I met Lee some years ago, I had the privilege of seeing him give his life to Jesus. Despite the toils and triumphs of the intervening years, and there were many of each of these, I hang on to the belief that Lee has now met his Savior. Lee's life was complicated, hopeless, hope-filled, violent, peace-filled, filled with hatred and fear, and yet also filled with promise and expectation. He almost got me killed more times than I can remember, and yet he literally saved my life on several occasions. He was a man, a child, a boy, a leader, a fierce warrior, and a peacemaker, all at the same time. Just like Lee, I hang on to the eternal hope of the gospel. I hang on to the hope of Jesus, the author and perfecter of my faith, and thus the one who brings order where there is so much chaos and disorder. So in honor of Lee today, who helped me negotiate several long-lasting peace processes, we're going to focus on blessed are the peacemakers. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus lists the blessings that await those who live their lives in particular godly ways. In Matthew 5:9, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." In the biblical context, a peacemaker is someone who reconciles people with God and with one another. The dictionary defines peacemaking as a person who brings about peace, especially by reconciling adversaries. Peacemaking requires a peacemaker to take initiative and to get involved in conflicts, and it requires great risks. Risk to one's life, risk to one's sanity at times, and most definitely risks to one's reputation. You see, as a peacemaker, everyone will laud you when you have the privilege of making peace, but then many will just as quickly say, "I told you so," when the peace fractures, as it often does. Friends, the Bible teaches us that to bring about peace, we must engage in actions that create harmony. And the greatest example ever of this is the action that God took to reconcile man to himself by sending his only son, Jesus, to die and sacrifice for our sins. Jesus himself said that the gospel can be summarized by this commandment: love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus was called the Prince of Peace. So peacemakers emulate Jesus by working to reconcile people with God and with each other. Peacemakers build bridges between unbelievers and God. We were separated from God because of our sinful nature. But thankfully, Jesus, the peacemaker, restored our relationship with God by dying on the cross. All peacemakers take risks. However, Jesus knowingly took the ultimate risk for us. And he died so that we could experience the ultimate peace in restored relationship with God. Attempts at peacemaking often fail. I certainly know this from my own time with the gangs back in Cape Town. However, as Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. This scripture belies the reality that sometimes, no matter what we do as peacemakers, we will fail. And whilst that's frustrating, it is okay. You see, God himself factored in people's freedom of choice. So how can we be peacemakers in our ordinary lives? Firstly, we need to know the word well so as to be able to understand and implement biblical justice. Peacemaking doesn't mean denying that a problem exists. Instead, peacemaking requires boldness and investment in actions that build goodwill and relationship. Peacemaking operates off the back of relational equity and trust. As Christians, we have the privilege of creating a peacemaking legacy by showing the next generation how to resolve disagreements through listening rather than speaking, and through courageous actions rather than violence. I've realized in Manenberg for Son of Kyle, Scott Steen, and the like that for the gang lads, the secret to peace is often being prepared to look weak in order to show true strength. I love the promise that comes in Matthew 5:9, that irrespective of the results of a peacemaker's efforts, Jesus promises that the peacemaker will be blessed by being called a child of God. And being called a child is so key to our identity. The lack of that identity with our earthly fathers is one of the great problems that we face here in the great Rainbow Nation. So peacemakers being identified in heaven as children of God is a great promise indeed. One of the great privileges that I've had over the past few years has been to see gang leaders who participate in a successful peace process actually start to become the peacemakers and facilitators of peace in their communities. Friends, let's seek to be peacemakers this week wherever we can. Let's take every opportunity to bring reconciliation between God and our fellow man. After all, the Bible promises a blessing when we commit to this particular action. For blessed are the peacemakers. Amen.